So Dave is a player. He had a concussion 2 weeks ago. His parents were not able to get him to a doctor until a week passed. He missed a few games. He returned to practice last week, and you implemented the gradual return to play protocol. You tell him to sit down for the rest of practice. At the end of practice, okay, Dave's dad shows up, okay? Here's our coach. Here's Dave's dad. All right, go ahead.
I'm one of the master trainers for USA Football and working with a program called Heads Up Football through the NFL. And our goal is to educate people around the country about proper equipment fitting, education of concussions, what causes them, how we deal with them, and also educating basic tackling so it can be more symmetrical across the country.
You get cleared by a doctor, doctor clears you. That's why you have the progressive come back to play the five steps, because you may not be okay yet.
The biggest thing is we want to have everybody, you know, teaching the same thing, using the same words, being consistent with our words with our kids, teaching to have the head up. The strike point is a shoulder. You know, it's a big thing. Keep the head out of the contact as much as possible. You know, obviously it's football, we're going to have contact, and it's a fast-paced game. But as much as we can prevent it, we want to teach and coach our kids from a young age.
At the end of the day, this game is about blocking and tackling. And that's why with this Heads Up Football, we have certain buzzwords, right? Yeah, hit, buzz, rip, shoot. All those things are important terms, but every coach needs to use them.
At the end of the day, it comes down to the parents being educated about all these things.
If you remember anything from what I said today, the most important thing I would take with you is it's not the first hit, it's the second.
This kid's brain is more important than this game. You know, winning this football game in the fourth quarter, you know, in the 10-year-old championship, his brain's more important than that.